This is Peter Hill Explains, where we have a conversation about things scientific. And in this conversation, I'll be looking at the 2014 final year HSC, High School Certificate Physics question in the quantum quarks section. And it goes like this. Assess the effectiveness of the Bohr-Rutherford model of the atom in accounting for experimental observations. I'll just give a general lecture. So Rutherford found that atoms, we knew that electrons were a small mass compared to the rest of the atom, roughly 1820th or 60th of the atom. The nucleus contains a lot, whatever the other positive part of the atom was a lot more massive. And then Rutherford did some tests where he fired alpha particles inside that and found that in general, the alpha particles could go straight through the silver foil, but occasionally used to hit something hard, and its scattering pattern indicated that this was hard and small, and turned out to be 1,000th the radius, or a billionth the volume of the atom as a whole, if not smaller than that. So Rutherford had developed this, and then Bohr developed a theory of three postulates, that electrons were in a stable orbit which didn't radiate, which violates the laws of physics, that the electrons jump impossibly at greater than the speed of light between two orbits, which are at Rydberg, they're called Rydberg orbits, expanding at greater the radius went as 1 on n squared, so these electrons would automatically go, and these orbits were confined to h power on 2. And that was a Bohr atom, and with that, Bohr was able to say that if you hit the atom, you excite the electron up, and then the electron will drop down, emitting light. And he was able to account, so the assessment is that he was able to successfully account for the absolute value of the wavelengths. But the actual experimental things, but as for the things like the hyperfine splitting, which is due to the spin-magnetic-spin-spin interaction between the nucleus and the electron, he was unable to account for the hyperfine splitting. He wasn't able to account for the shift and splitting of magnetic of lines due to the Zeeman effect, the movement of the Zeeman effect. He wasn't able to account for a general isotope shift, but he wasn't able to account for the lamb shift, and his thing only gave the value of the wavelength. It didn't actually give, he wasn't able to assess the actual intensity, relative intensity, or the selection rules which were given by quantum mechanics. So the assessment is that it was a limited molecule, a limited model which accounted for what Rydberg predicted for a single electron nucleus. So it was successful for hydrogen or helium plus or lithium double plus, where there was only one electron in it. So it was successful in that much, but every other aspect, it left us all guessing. Now this will be a thankfully short one, because I will now read the official answer. So before I read the official answer, the best student answer, it says, makes an informed judgment on the effectiveness of the Bohr-Rutherford model for accounting for experimental observations. So a formed judgment of the effectiveness. So you make a judgment. So it was good or bad. So your assessment. So the verb here that we're looking at, that they're wanting us to ask, was assess. So yeah, assess it, make it, was it good, was effective, was ineffective, whereas evaluate is tell you the evaluator how much. Okay, the other thing shows a thorough understanding of the features associated with the theory to the Bohr-Rutherford model. Yep. Clearly relates the strengths and limitations accounting for observations with the features of the associated theories. I don't know how well I did that one. It communicates ideas in an organized manner using appropriate terminology. Okay. And as for four, this is 5 marks. Shows a good understanding of the features of shows a good understanding for the features of the associated theories of the Bohr-Rutherford model. Clearly shows how these could be applied to account for the experimental observation. Identifies the strengths and limitations of the appliances. So one is makes an informed judgment assessment. Is it 1 mark in that? The sample answer, the Bohr model has a central nucleus surrounded by orbiting electrons as described by Rutherford. Ooh, okay. The model is predicted that the electrons would collapse to the nucleus due to the attractional force between the electrons and the protons. Okay, so that's a good thing that the Rutherford model had a problem. So it's Bohr proposed electrons exist in stationary states, and these states were quantized according to de Broglie's wave-particle duality theory. Oh, no, I think that came after. Planck's quantized energy theory and the Pauli exclusion principle. So this person's just adding all the knowledge in there. Which limited the number of electrons that could be in any stationary state. This ensured the atom remained stable. So this is a person's just data dumping information, because the Bohr-Rutherford thing, I suppose, only applied to one atom, one electron. I suppose this is difficult to put out. The model was supported by data in relation to spectral lines of hydrogen that had previously been absorbed by Balmer, all the people. The Bohr's model, while effective in describing the hydrogen atom, had limitations applied to other experimental evidence associated with the hydrogen atoms. The model was unable to explain the different relative intensity of spectral lines of hydrogen, or could explain the effect of the magnetic fields created by, described by Zeeman, known as the Zeeman effect. The model did not work well when applied to spectral lines of larger anodes, although some had some validity for helium plus. The implication is that this new model of the atom was required, one that would be dependent on the quantum physics and not the classical model of Bohr and Rutherford.